Hey guys, Aaron Luttrell here. Thanks for checking out the Aaron Advantage. Over the past couple weeks, I've been answering some of the common questions that sellers ask when they're trying to sell their home. And today I'm going to go over some of the common marketing questions that come up. One of the first questions that comes up pretty frequently is, how do you plan on marketing my home? Let's face it, in today's market, most people are marketing their properties online. I'm obviously going to put a sign in the yard, which is what we've always done when selling real estate, but typically print advertising was used in the past. I absolutely do not use any kind of print advertising outside of a postcard campaign that I'm going to send to the neighborhood to make sure that everyone knows that your home is on the market. Most of the stuff that I do is making sure that we get it on the MLS to syndicate it to multiple websites across the internet. In addition to that, I'm going to run a comprehensive social media campaign to try to increase the exposure as much as I possibly can. Another question that comes up quite frequently is, why isn't anyone looking at my home? Now, Tom Ferry, one of the real estate coaches that I listen to a lot of their content, has a wonderful saying about this. If it isn't compelling, it isn't selling. And let's face it, there's only a couple things that really compel somebody to look at your home. First off, how does it look online? Are the photos good? Do we make sure that we're given a description that entices people to come in off the street to actually look at your home? Secondly, how's it priced? If the photos and the price aren't aligning, the truth is most people will not come and actually take a look at the home. If we've got everything lined out perfectly and people still aren't coming to take a look at the house, the truth is there's probably something that we need to look at that is causing them to have some kind of hesitation based on the pricing strategy or some of the photos online that's making them not want to come in and actually see what your home looks like. Another question that comes up quite frequently, sorry I can't talk, is what kind of communication should I expect? The number one complaint to the National Association of Realtors is, this guy came and put a sign in my yard and then I never heard from him again. Ultimately, my job is to make sure that I'm communicating with you as much as possible all the information that I'm doing for you, as well as any of the feedback that we're getting from other agents. I've invested in a lot of tools and technology to make sure that we're getting weekly reports of how your home is doing online, as well as a feedback system for every person that goes through your property to make sure we get that filled out. Now, ultimately, I'm gonna try to be in communication as frequently as possible, but the truth is whenever I'm waiting for that feedback from other people on the other side of the table, sometimes they're not gonna get back to us as quickly as they can. Don't expect to hear about a showing immediately after someone's done. It may take a day or two before you hear back on what they thought about the property, but I will make sure and do everything I can to keep you informed on what's going on. Another question that comes up real frequently is, do I need to include my appliances? Most people don't realize, but your kitchen appliances and your washer and dryer are all considered personal property. They're not necessarily included with the home, but you do need to consider whether or not it's typical in your price range or in your style of home to have those appliances included. A lot of times you can leave them as a negotiation standpoint and let other people ask for them to see what you can do to increase the value when you get your home sold. Another question that comes up are, what are seller concessions? What are these things that I can offer to entice a buyer to come into my home? The truth is, you can look at a home warranty, maybe offering some kind of closing costs or other different things that you can do to entice a buyer to come and look at the property. Every single situation has a different amount of concessions or a different enticement that may be utilized or may be negotiated into the deal. So make sure you're checking with your real estate professional when you have your home on the market to see if you want to offer any kind of concession or enticement to get somebody to come and make an offer on your home. Next question is, how do I prepare for showings? Let's face it, everybody wants to move into a magazine-ready home. So what you need to do is make sure your home is clean, it smells nice, and it's picked up. If you've got all those things taken care of at a moment's notice when somebody wants to come in and take a look, you're probably gonna be all right. Another thing you need to take into consideration is if you have somebody come to look at the property, as a seller, you shouldn't be there. And second off, if you have any pets, try to get them out of the property. You don't want those distractions going on when somebody else is looking at your house because you want them to feel like it's their home. Another question is, what should I expect for open houses? Most people don't realize this, but open houses don't have that high of a success rate to actually get your home sold. I'm happy to do open houses for you, but statistically, if you're holding an open house, what's most likely gonna happen is the agent who's hosting it is gonna get some neighbors from the area who wanna come in and take a look at your house because they're thinking of selling their home and they wanna know what improvements they need to make, or that person's gonna have other buyers that are coming through who are likely gonna end up purchasing another property, and it's a great idea for them to get more leads to show them other homes. Here's the thing. Just because they're not necessarily gonna sell your house doesn't mean it's a bad idea to have them. If you haven't had a ton of showings, it's good to get more people through the house to get as much feedback as possible so you know what to expect so you can get that stuff taken care of. Or if they point out things that could be a potential problem, that's another opportunity for you to address those before you have someone else coming through the house. Finally, the most important question that every seller asks me is, what should I disclose to the buyers? The answer is, everything you know about the home. It doesn't matter if you think it could potentially scare a buyer away from your house. If there's something that you think is a problem or could potentially be a problem to someone else down the line, make sure you disclose it. You are better off disclosing everything you possibly can so that they know upfront what to expect before they ever make an offer. If you come down the line and they find out that there's a problem in the house after you've already closed and you didn't disclose something you knew, that could cause huge lawsuits and headaches that you don't want to deal with. Thanks for checking out the Aaron Advantage podcast. I hope you enjoyed these specific marketing questions that I've answered over the years. If you have any other questions that come up over time, feel free to tweet me at Aaron Advantage.